He said in verse 6, they prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. Again, just like the lying down imagery. My soul's bowed down. You know, I'm on the ground. I'm on my knees. I've been brought low. And they've digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. So again, David has great faith that although they've digged a pit for him, they're going into that pit themselves. And the Bible says, he that leadeth into captivity must go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. This is the patience and the faith of the saints. The Bible says that if you dig a pit, you will fall therein. If you roll a stone, it's going to roll on you again. And so what goes around comes around. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so these people that have laid a snare for David, they want to attack him and destroy him. They end up destroying themselves. And what you need to understand is that the only person who can destroy you is you. The only person who can destroy you is you. Many people are constantly trying to destroy me. And I'm sure that there are people out there that would love to destroy you. But just remember, there's only one person that can destroy you, and that is you. No one can destroy you. No one can ruin your life. No one can ruin your Christian walk with God. No one can take away your crown from you. It can't happen. Only you can destroy yourself. The people that attack you when you're doing right and you're serving the Lord, all they're doing is destroying themselves. They cannot destroy you. Because in the end, when you're tried, you'll come forth as gold. All things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Even the attacks. Even when people hate you and despitefully use you and persecute you, if you love God, that will work together for good in your life. I believe that. And so therefore, when you got to keep that in perspective, that the people that are attacking you, even though they might seem like they get away with it and the wicked might seem to be prospering, that's only temporary. And eventually they will fall in the exact pit that they dug for you. And I can't even count how many times I've seen this happen in my life, but let alone all the times that it's mentioned in the Bible. The book of Esther is the perfect example of this. When you see Mordecai is being persecuted by Haman, and all the plans that Haman has to destroy Mordecai, that's all the same stuff that comes around and gets him. He creates a gallows so that Mordecai can hang from it. He hangs from that gallows. His 10 sons hang from that gallows. The pit that he digged, he fell into it. And then all the glory and aggrandizement that he sought for himself, Mordecai receives all that. And everything backfires. Everything happens exactly the opposite of how he wanted it to. Why? Because God was at work there, making sure that everybody gets what's coming to them. And that's the way life works. We might not always see it. It might not always happen on the timeline that we would like to see. We don't always know what's going on behind the scenes, but just take it to the bank that wicked people who persecute godly people will be punished. They will get what's coming to them. And that's why there's no reason for us to take revenge ourselves. And this is why we don't have to be angry and bitter and hateful, because vengeance belongs unto the Lord. He will repay. You know, if I didn't think God would repay, I'd be tempted to repay some people myself. Right. But when you know that God's going to repay, it allows you to just, you know, put down the weapon and say, you know what? God's going to take care of it. I'm just going to go on with my life and let God be the judge. And he will judge. And so the pit that they dig, they themselves will fall into.